This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Generation X Joy 94.9. It's a Monday night. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good evening, everybody. Good evening to everybody in the studio. Emma and Patrick with you tonight. Hello, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
We're harmonising. We're good.
So we've got a really, really big show tonight because we're on for 2 hours.
Yes, it's almost like a Christmas special, except we won't annoy you with Christmas carols.
Yeah. Or will we?
We promise.
Or will we? So we're, like I said, we've got a really, really big show. We're talking to Emily, who's in the studio, Emily from Arena Theatre Company, all about the new venture that they've got going on with Cedar, which is very, very exciting, coming up big news in Melbourne next year. And we're also talking to Alex Greenwich. Where's Alex Greenwich from, Emma?
Alex Greenwich is from the Equal Rights
Australian Marriage Equality Group.
Yeah.
They've all got names
like that. I should have shouted out an acronym. That would have probably been better. Yeah, yep. And we're talking about, now that we're on the home stretch, we're talking about the Labor Party's national conference in Sydney, which is only 2 weeks away, and Alex Greenwich will have a lot of insights.
Absolutely. It's like the guy said before, once we get married, we're not going to have anything to talk about.
I know. I don't know what we'll base our show on.
We're just going to... See, secretly, I'm rooting for us not to get married. I don't think anybody believes that. This is Generation X and Joy, 94.9, Jesse J with Domino.
Generation Next. Love it.
That's it. This is Generation X and Joy, 94.9, 16 minutes past 7 o'clock. We're Jacob, Emma and Patrick tonight, and we're with you until 9 o'clock because the Roundup are having a bit of a week off. So a big 2-hour show tonight on Generation Next, and you can get in touch with us anytime. Patrick, how can you get in touch with the station?
That's a good question. You can SMS 04JOY949, phone 1300JOY949, or email onair@joy.org.au.
Certainly can. Or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GenNextJOY949. This is Generation Next.
Our next guest is from Arena Theatre Company, one of Australia's longest-running producers of youth theatre, giving young people a chance to involve themselves in every level of the theatre production experience. Based here in North Melbourne, Arena has announced plans for a joint initiative aimed at linking youth, industry and the community to engage VCE students with the performing arts. In the studio, we have Emily Hollacy, which rhymes with policy, who's a program and communications coordinator with Arena Theatre Company, to tell us all about it. Emily, tell us about the initiative. Who's it with?
Okay, so Arena is piloting the program with CEDA, which is an organisation that's been around for approximately 4 or 5 years, and it's come out of a sports background. And they provide alternatives to VCE, so kind of industry-based programs. And we're piloting with them for a performing arts program, which is really exciting. We do a lot of productions with young people, a lot of development works and education programs on our production. So this is kind of, I guess, a further way to really take that engagement in education and young people at a secondary level to a new...
That, it sounds so great because I know when I was going through VCE, which isn't that long ago, I can remember thinking there are no creative units. There's a few, but there's really nothing to foster those creative people that are going through uni.
I know. Like, I did Year 12 last year, and, like, something like this would be amazing. I don't know. There was such little access to doing drama.
Yeah, well, we're really excited about it, I guess, because of the real industry links. I think you can do, theatre studies equivalents and study texts and things like that. But what's good about this program is that it's going to equip people to be able to enter into the industry. And I guess that's why partnering with Arena is so good as well.
It's such a great program because, I mean, I did drama in school and it was always seen as one of those Mickey subjects where you just take it and don't take it too seriously because it doesn't really give you a great sort of involvement actually in the industry. But the partnership that you've got with Cedar actually kind of gets you, I guess, practical involvement in theatre.
Yeah, that's right. So the way that the curriculum is looking. It's still in development at the moment. Like I said, pilot program, which is really exciting to be involved, I guess, in that kind of sort of experimental and developmental phase. But what we're looking at doing is, as the industry partner, the kids will get to participate in and work on some of the shows that we're doing next year. So a whole range of things, like, for example, we're locking down the orientation week at the moment. We've got a production that's going to be on at the Arts Centre. So in that first week, the kids will get to come and see the production, and then during the week get to debrief with the artistic director, potentially get the chance to talk to some of the creatives as well, and then see how that show kind of progresses through the year, and I don't know, have the chance to kind of look at the script development, or look at the I don't know, costumes or other kind of lighting production elements. So yeah, it's the idea is that it'll appeal to a whole range of different kids' interests in working with theatre.
Yeah. I suppose who's actually in charge of the whole program? Because, I mean, I've read the media release and it sounds like it'd be very, very hands-on for the students involved.
Yeah.
Are there people kind of overlooking the whole program?
Yeah. So CEDA, I guess, is, as the provider, they're the ones who are developing the curriculum, taking care of enrolments, all that kind of stuff. Because we're the industry, the pilot industry organisation, we are kind of working with CEDA to look at how the kids could be involved in the curriculum. So at certain points at which they could come in and assist with or, view the creative development of some of the shows. But predominantly they'll be spending the majority of their time with CEDA.
Yeah. CEDA has you mentioned it before, has a sports background, and I think it's sports education, something. What got them involved in the theatre aspect of education?
Yeah,
I have to ask them?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it's a fantastic question. Yeah. But
is it like theatre sports?
No. I think if you say theatre sports in industry, you're going down a whole other another laneway. It's probably more of a question for CEDA, but I do know that after this pilot year, they're hoping to expand out as well to look at kind of other areas of the performing arts.
What I'm really interested in, so that the program is aimed at VCE students, will it make up a part of their schooling and count towards their final marks? Because I know it's a really important year.
Yeah, so there's a Certificate 3, Certificate 4 and a diploma that you can get with the program. So Certificate 3 being a Year 11, Certificate 4 a Year 12, and then diploma is obviously a tertiary qualification. And kids can enter at any of those 3 points and exit at any of those 3 points as well. So I don't know, say you could take it as a whole VCE, so Year 11 and 12, and then you would finish with your equivalent of a VCE. The way that they're designing the curriculum, I'm not a teacher by any means, so I don't know the ins and outs of it, but from what I understand from my meetings with them, there are particular outcomes that kids need to meet at a school level. And so the idea being that they're developing the curriculum tangentially with us so that those outcomes are met, so they do get that qualification at the end.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, I know a ton of people even at CEDA Sports, and it's designed so well because you still do just get that Year 12 pass, but you still get all this experience in stuff you're interested in.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
We've got to go to a bit of a break. Can you join us on the other side of the break, and we'll have a bit of more chat about Arena Theatre Company?
Yep.
Joy 94.9.
Right now in the studio we have Emily Hollacy, who is a program and communications coordinator with Arena Theatre Company, to tell us all about the new collaboration with CEDA, which is really interesting because it offers students the chance to do sort of VCE activities, getting practical involvement, I suppose, in theatre works, not theatre sports. I suppose for the people that you're looking for, they must be, well, if it's for VCE students next year, it'll be Year 11 students this year. So what kind of, I guess, students are you looking for? Just anybody who's interested?
Well, I guess broadly, yeah, anybody who's interested. In a more targeted way, it's for kids who perhaps are disengaged with a regular VCE curriculum, who perhaps have a very definite idea of wanting to end up in the performing arts rather than doing a general program like what a VCE curriculum is. And so a lot of the kind of marketing has been towards those groups of people. From what I understand as well, quite a few people have come off the back of the sports program which CETA originated from. So people have cousins or siblings or friends or whatnot, and it's a word of mouth generation as well. I guess one of the things with having a pilot year is that you don't necessarily have a lot of kind of, you know, kids that have completed and can be the stories who are encouraging other people in. Instead, it's much more about seeing people who are willing to try something new.
Yeah, it's about, I suppose, engaging students who perhaps are a bit sick of the kind of sitting in the classroom and writing and the usual classroom activities. Kind of your aim when the program, the pilot was originally thought up, I suppose?
Yeah. Again, I'm not from CETA, I'm from ARENA. So just the distinction there in that I presume that was the drive for CETA to do that. For us with ARENA, coming into that partnership is really exciting because of the work that we do with young people and the theatre shows that we produce for young people. And also the development opportunities as well, like we have work experience programs and things like that. So it really kind of makes sense. It definitely fits in with what we do. Yeah.
So how long has this program been going for?
So CETA has been around, I think, since 2006. And since then, it has been based with different sporting organisations. And it's just branched out, next year rather, for theatre.
And if people want to apply, how do they go about doing so?
They can go through the CETA website, which I will read out to you, which is the www.cetagroup.com.au/arts. So just to distinguish it from the sports.
And CETA, S-E-D-A?
That's right.
I suppose the program gives young people the ability to engage in all sort of aspects of theatre. So it's not just standing up on stage and reading lines. It's also stage production and lighting and all that sort of stuff.
Yep, absolutely. Indeed, most of what we've been talking about as we've been developing the curriculum is not kind of an actor focused. It's much more. It's been much more about the production elements of actually putting a show together. That's not to say that there won't be any actor, bits and pieces to the curriculum at all. But yeah, definitely kind of a production.
Does it all, I suppose, culminate in a theatre production, or is it a bunch of different works that you guys hope to do over the course of the year?
Again, really good question. It's all part of doing a pilot program.
Yeah.
At this stage, we're looking at the students being able to participate or assist in the productions that we currently have for 2012. We're also potentially talking about students going into schools that we partner with and running workshops. But again, it's all kind of under discussion at the moment.
I just think it sounds so great. I wish there was something around like that when I was going through VCE. And I guess what I want to know is, there any other exciting initiatives happening with ARENA for 2011, 2012 that you'd like to talk about? I read a bit about the Inside 130. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess for people to get involved, for young people to be involved with ARENA, the Inside 130 is a really kind of exciting and really valuable opportunity. It's an application-based process to come in and make use of our beautiful, amazingly big studio space that we have above our offices, and also to have some development workshops with our artistic director, Chris Cohen, and artistic associate, Christian Leavesley. And that's a fantastic opportunity if you've just started up a theatre group, or I mean, even if you're further down the track and have an established group.
And Chris Cohen's the artistic director.
That's right.
Since 2008,
yes.
Right? Yeah, so a lot of industry-based knowledge that you could get.
Oh, absolutely.
Your hooks into, kids.
Yes, ARENA's. It's like a multi-award winning theatre company. The last show that they put on, Moth, has been around. It's now coming into its third year. It's gone around Australia. It's about to tour Victoria.
Won awards.
Yeah,
as well.
Won three Green Room awards and an Augie Award, which is a writing award as well. So there's definitely a lot of experience that young people can benefit from.
And to get more information about that sort of program, you need to go to the ARENA website
that's
as opposed
right.
to the CETA.
Yes, that's right. And again, that's www.arenatheatre.com.au, and you'll probably be contacting me.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Fantastic. So to get in touch with, if you're interested in doing the VCE course, you go through the CEDA website. What's
That's
the
right.
link for that one again?
So that is...
Sorry to do this to you.
Oh, no, no. This is the best bit. www.cedagroup.com.au/arts.
So if you're in year 11 and maybe you want to get out of year 12 next year, maybe you want to get out of classroom for a little bit, it sounds fantastic. Emily Hollisey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. This is, after the break, Glee with True Colours on Joy 94.9.
Young, hip and in the know, then you're tuned into the right place. Generation Next, Joy 94.9.
We're with you until 9 o'clock tonight because Michael and Ali are having a bit of a night off, well-earned night off. They put in a lot of...
A lot of extra hours.
A lot more research and preparation.
Than us.
Don't say that.
But there you go. But we're the youth show. We're, you know...
Yeah, we're young and carefree.
Flying by the seat of our pants type people. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I went to the bank to... I don't know, organise a term deposit thingy. I don't know, very adult and very boring. And they asked me, I was on the phone, and they asked me, oh, you've actually been approved for a credit card.
Lucky you.
And I'm thinking, great, I don't want one, but thanks. But you've got a credit card, Emma.
Mine showed up yesterday.
Are you excited?
No, it didn't. It showed up on Friday. I am excited, although I haven't activated it yet, but I've never had one before.
Such an adult.
I know, I'm such a grown up, but I'm living in fear. I'm living in fear of my credit card, what it will do to me. I've seen it change people better than me.
It's, yeah. So you've not had the chance to actually use it yet?
No, I've only ever had my own money to waste and have none left of. So
let's
now
go shopping.
Using the bank. Yeah.
Yeah. See, here's my big thing. Like, I'm terrified of credit cards and terrified of debt. Like, I haven't ever been in debt in my life, and it's one of my biggest fears. I suppose, did you actually go and seek out a credit card because you... You just thought, oh, well, I'll need it for that or that.
Yeah, it sort of happened that my elder sister's an accountant and she's a lot more sensible than I am. And she's always said, Emma, do not get a credit card. You are not one of those people that are made for credit cards. But I'm planning a big trip next year and I was sort of thinking that I needed to get one.
Never come back to Australia.
Yeah. So I applied, but I only have a $1,000 limit. So hopefully I won't be bereft soon.
So there's a limit to how far you can dig yourself in.
I know, I crack it to my boyfriend every time he uses it. He's like, I paid back and I get frequent flyers. I'm like, no, it's not the point.
I got a frequent flyer one. And my plan at this early stage
at this light stage
is to use it and then check it twice a week and pay it off so I never pay interest. I think this is everyone's
initial
plan.
Yeah, that's what my boyfriend does. I don't think he's ever paid any interest in his life, though.
Oh, see, that gives me hope.
Too sensible.
Please let me know your stories that give me hope. Text us on 0427-JOY-949.
Yeah, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au, or if you're on Twitter, as so many of us are these days, you can tweet us on GenNextJoy949. Let us know about whether you have a credit card and whether you are the kind of person who uses it diligently and pays it off every month the way that you're supposed to, or if you've got yourself into a big fat mess.
Yep.
Let's get the bad stories to scare Emma.
Yeah.
No bad stories. No, I think I'll be okay. I'm quite sensible.
Quite sensible, yes. I mean, I suppose you have crazy ideas sometimes, but you seem basically a sensible kind of person.
Yes, I hope
so. How's that for a backhanded compliment?
You're insane, yeah. But sometimes you're sensible. Yeah, I don't know. I think I could... I don't actually like shopping. I know, jaws are dropping
That's
all over the
thing.
World.
Yeah, I hate shopping as
I
well.
I hate it. I hate clothes shopping. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
So not even online. And that's the big trap when you've got a credit card.
Is the online,
you just go, I've got a credit card.
I can't do online. It just like takes everything away from the world. I hate it.
Yeah.
Also, you enjoy the process of finding clothes.
Yeah, I love shopping and that. Like, I would never buy anything online. I've never even used eBay.
Oh, really?
I've never used eBay, but I buy books online sometimes from like Book Depository and Amazon and that. But yeah.
You are such a nerd. How's that for a backhand?
You mean magazines.
Although what I do is I tend to like buy all these books and never actually read them. So does that make me a nerd or pretentious?
Because
I just put them in the book cupboard because it makes me look smart.
It makes you look smart. Christmas is coming up. Time to re-gift.
Joy 94.9.
We were talking earlier about Facebook off air and about whether you add people to Facebook or you let people add you. My policy for a long time was I was very cynical about Facebook, so I decided I wasn't going to add anybody and just wait for people to come to me, although I've broken that rule quite a lot. But Patrick, you've stuck by it.
I do stick by that rule. I only add people if it's, like, necessary. Otherwise, I just wait.
What's necessary? Is it he's really, really hot and he hasn't added me yet? Is that necessary?
No, it's just like people that you're good friends with. Yep. But my policy is if I wouldn't talk to them down the street if I passed them, why have them as a friend?
Yeah.
I get my delete on very regularly.
Yeah, I love this because if you get under 250, correct me if I'm wrong, you will go on a cull.
Yeah, so once it gets past 250, I just start cutting them down.
So you're not like a Facebook accumulator.
Friend hoarder.
No.
I know, like, I see people with 1,000+ friends and I go, there's no way you're actually friends with more than 1,000 people.
I know, yeah, that's like, I'm like, 250 is a sensible number. Yep. I should not know more than that. And if I do, I'll cut people out of my life.
So every time you make a new friend, you've got to get rid of an old one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So watch out, upgrading. Guys.
You guys are mean. I only ever delete someone if their status shows up on my mini feed and it's sufficiently irritating a couple of times in a row.
But with the recent changes, this is so nerdy, but the changes to Facebook, they've made it so that you can unsubscribe to people's feeds without having to unfriend them. So before you had that dilemma, I'm sick of hearing about their, you know, their cat or whatever. Guilty, by the way. I'm sick of hearing about their cat, but I don't want to unfriend them because that'll be bitchy. What do I do? And they like changed it. And now I've like, that's sort of a double-edged sword because now I probably only hear from about 5 people because the other
You've
rest
gotten
of everybody,
rid of them all.
Pretty much.
How funny.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about posts about cats. I like cats. It's the posts where they're like really open-ended, like wearing my heart on my Facebook sleeve. Please, everybody, ask me what's wrong. And then because I've got this warped sense of interest in it, I scroll down through the comments and their friend's like, oh, no, babe, what's wrong? And they're like, I'll private message you about it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't
Those
do it as a Facebook status and
private
then don't
message.
Explain it for the rest of the world.
Yeah.
That's all we want is to stalk you.
That's why I'm friends with you. I want to read about your rubbish life. Don't if you get a private message, do private message the whole thing.
I want to read and judge. It's the most annoying thing, those out-of-context, very dramatic tweets. Well, I didn't even think that my friends could be like that, but clearly I'm alone in this world. Something like that.
Yeah.
And I have friends who do that and I just go, oh, bloody.
Or are there no nice guys left in the world?
Yeah.
Apparently not. I'm so heartbroken.
Oh, one, I remember from Remembrance Day, I was just perusing Facebook and one of my old school friends who I loved, but I've since become very annoyed by purely because of Facebook. Facebook kills friendships.
It doesn't promote them at all.
But she said, I was one of the very few in my office who actually stood and paid attention when did the minute silence to remember our veterans. I'm just sad that not everybody else was that respectful or something like that. And I just went, oh, really?
They're not
Facebook
listening.
Is terrible for that. Well, I'm pretty sure she's not. I hope not anyway. This is Generation X and Joy 94.9. We're going to stop bitching after the break. Right about 8:15, we'll be talking to Alex Greenwich from the Australian Marriage Equality all about the press conference today that Alex gave with Andrew Wilkie, basically making clear that churches won't be forced to marry gay people. We're going to be talking about all of that plus the all of the moves for the next 2 weeks to the ALP National Conference. This is Generation X and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.